Hey, you want that to go?
Now, some quick takeouts on stories that we're following this week. We're going to go to Washington first. Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick is out this week, so filling in is our friend Julie Mason. She's the White House correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Okay, good morning, Julie. I'm trying to
good
see
morning.
If I can get this relationship between the insurance industry and the Democrats straight, because it started out very rosy, Obama and the insurance industry coming together, working together. And then as of Sunday, the insurance industry comes onto these ads and pretty much says the Obama administration, bring it, right? And so now the Democrats are bringing it. How are the Democrats responding?
Well, you know, this has been percolating ever since the Democrats quit calling this health care reform and started calling it health insurance reform. So this is brewing for a while. But what they're threatening to do is repeal an exemption that grants all regulatory control of the health insurance industry to the states. And repealing it would put the industry back under the thumb of the federal government.
This is an antitrust exemption that they got.
Exactly. Exactly right. And the industry is calling it a political ploy, and it sort of is. Really.
But can we say that this is payback for those television ads that we've been seeing scaring seniors about
right, and that also something we've been talking about this week, which was that trade group report that warned that healthcare reform was going to raise premiums $4,000 per family. It got everyone all fired up before the Senate Finance Committee vote earlier this week. So it's a little bit of payback. It's not clear if the Democrats in Congress are going to go ahead with it. There's one bill out there that would repeal the exemption, but unclear where it's heading.
Or whether it would have a chance to pass. Okay,
indeed.
Thanks, Julie Mason,
sure.
White House correspondent for the Washington Examiner. And now it's time to talk about some sports with Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, the Takeaways sports contributor. Okay, so Ibrahim, you wrote this blog on our website about the possibility of Rush Limbaugh being part of the group that purchased the St. Louis Rams.
Correct.
And it struck a nerve.
Somehow it did. I wonder why.
You wonder why? This is a controversial thing. So we have new developments in this story. There were many football players who spoke out and said they didn't want to play for Rush Limbaugh. There were accusations of racism from Limbaugh. And what's the newest development?
So basically, the group that is that was making the push, which included owners of other franchises as well, has decided that basically Rush Limbaugh is out of that group now because he caused too much controversy, essentially, that he made it difficult for them. And so now he's out. But this doesn't mean that he's not going to necessarily make a bid on his own. I think people need to realize that Rush Limbaugh might use this as something to rally around and get together his own group of people to gather up the money and make a push for that ownership as well. If he's really serious about ownership, you know, he started out his career as a PR person for the Kansas City Royals, and he's known for treating his employees quite well. So perhaps he might have a group of loyal folks around him that are actually going to rally up around him.
Well, how much influence did these players who spoke out actually have, these players who said, I would not play for him?
The question is, I think it's not so much the players that had that focus, the influence. I think it's the sort of cacophony of voices that had an influence. The players' association, the owners that said that they wouldn't support him. Mark Cuban, actually, who's the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, the basketball team, that came out and said he wouldn't. And then Roger Goodell, who's the commissioner, stepped up and said that he didn't know the controversy that his comments make made him hesitate about his potential ownership. So it was all of those factors combined. I think if just the players had said something, maybe it wouldn't have reached this point. But I think all of that group of people made it seem like a very a risky business proposition, and it affected the business model at the end of the day.
Well, whatever anybody may think of Rush Limbaugh, there are many owners of major teams who are not necessarily Mother Teresa. I mean, they may not be quite so public about it. Maybe they're not much in the public eye. But, you know, we've got Jay-Z. He's the owner of the we've got Mark Cuban. He's very controversial in what he says. We've got Jay-Z is the owner of the New Jersey Nets. So, I mean,
so on that tip, I was thinking about that a lot. And I think that compares apples and oranges. Rush Limbaugh is literally one of the most well-known people in America. And for him, most of the owners that you see, they might have political views that are this way or that way, but they stay behind the scenes. And I think it's a different kind of relationship with the team.
But you could see Rush's argument that, you know, some of these people have more controversial views than I do, but, you know, it's okay for them to have them as long as they shut up about it, right?
they're not in a league, or they're not playing, they're not making statements specifically around race and around black people, which he has made in a league that has 65 to 70% of the players that are black. I think that there's, that's where therein lies the rub, as you would say. And also Rush, you know, he's been very outspoken specifically against specific players,
like Donovan McNabb.
Precisely. So, you know, he makes himself a target in this instance, and I'm very curious to see how the reaction is going to be on the next step of this.
And has Rush at all responded to being dropped from the group of investors who were bidding for the Rams?
That I haven't seen. I haven't seen anything that has been specific about his response.
Okay, I guess this will be a developing story.
Indeed.
And for those who want to see the blog that Ibrahim wrote, it is on our website. You can find it there. Thanks to Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, the Takeaway's sports contributor. As always, our last takeout comes from you, our listener. And we've been talking a lot about the passage of the health care reform bill. You've been telling us about your worries with the current system and about some issues that may not be addressed by the new law.
I'm a Christian Scientist. And I've never used Western doctors or any kind of doctors. I just use prayer and good common sense for my health. Why should I pay for health insurance of any kind when I never use doctors and I believe that the system is completely broken?
We heard something else from Leslie of River Edge, New Jersey. She called in at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
There's something else nobody talks about. They talk about catastrophic health care. They don't talk about people that have a few dollars and they have to go in a nursing home and use all their money up and can't leave anything for their family. It's crazy.
So George emailed us with this suggestion. He says, I'm currently an independent systems contractor. I do not have health insurance, chiefly because I can't afford it. People have to take more responsibility for their own health or pay a larger share of the costs. The food industry must also be brought to the bench for its culpability. I'm responsible for my own health and I do my best to eat right and exercise and take care of myself. Unfortunately, George, I don't think there's any way for them to legislate against Big Macs, but maybe they could suggest that people eat a little better. We've also been talking this week about women serving in the armed services, and one of the people we spoke to was Army Reserve Major Paula Broadwell. She told us how it helps to have women in war zones, for instance, in Afghanistan.
They're welcomed into society, and even the Afghan men view them as less threatening than an American male soldier.
So Gina wrote in on the website at thetakeaway.org, I served with Major Broadwell in Germany for several years, and she's absolutely right about the contribution that men and women make in today's military. It's a matter of using the skills people have to their best ability. Gina posted that comment at thetakeaway.org. You can talk to us about anything that you've heard. Make a comment or ask a question. Anything that you'd like to hear. 877-8-MY-TAKE or give us an email at mytake@thetakeaway.org.